Hi there. The word for you today is on taking your place in God's family. In Psalm 68, verse 6, the psalmist writes, God places the lonely in families. You know, life in God's family can be challenging. To enjoy and fulfill your role as a family member, you got to understand these three things. Let's look at them. First, your rights. When you trusted Christ as your Savior, you became a member of God's redeemed family. That means you have the right to be accepted, loved, protected, respected, provided for, trained, equipped, and rewarded. Regardless of your past mistakes, God guarantees you these rights. So, embrace and enjoy them. Here's the second thing you got to understand, the rules of the house. Without the rule of law, you end up with anarchy. And it's the same in a family. Can you imagine what would happen if the kids ran the house? Well, God's family isn't a democracy. You don't get to vote on the rules. God has established unchanging principles in His Word, and if you live by them, He guarantees you'll be blessed. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And the third thing we need to understand is our responsibilities to one another. You're called to love, to accept, and to help your brothers and sisters, even when they're selfish, immature, critical, and irresponsible. Remember, God's family is still, quote, under construction, but it's a much better alternative than any other one you've got, right? You need to participate in regular family life and activities. Early church believers, the Bible says, Acts 2:46, they met together daily, not just weekly. As a result, they survived all of Satan's attempts to destroy them. So here's the word for you today. Support the life and mission of your church family with your tithes, your talent, and your time. Don't just be a taker. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 9:7, that God loves a cheerful giver. Okay?